Well, as the contest for influence in Asia ramps up, Labor has promised to devote more resources and bureaucratic muscle to building Australia's ties with Southeast Asia if it wins power on the weekend. It's unveiled new policies for the region, including almost $500 million extra in aid and a new high-level diplomatic envoy to champion Australia's interests. Here's our foreign affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.
Southeast Asia is an epicentre of intensifying competition between the US and China, and Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong thinks Australia needs more skin in the game.
We understand that we live in a time where our region is being reshaped, so we have to put more resources and more energy into that reshaping so that we can influence it in our interests.
At the heart of the AOP, Southeast Asia policy is a promise to boost development assistance to the region by $470 million over the coming 4 years. That's if it wins Saturday's election. Senator Wong says that money would be ploughed into projects championed by Southeast Asian governments.
If we're serious about securing the region, we have to work with Southeast Asian nations on areas of common interest. These are nations for whom development is their first priority, and we have to do what we can to engage on that priority.
The coalition isn't impressed and thinks its record on Southeast Asia stands on its merits, pointing out it's ploughed an additional $500 million into the region to assist with economic development and security, struck the first comprehensive strategic partnership with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and lent $1.5 billion to Indonesia to help it recover from COVID-19. Still, Mark Purcell from the Australian Council for International Development says most of the government's aid increases in recent years have been temporary and targeted measures to help countries deal with the impact of COVID-19, while Labor is promising a permanent boost.
When we do that well and we resource it, we can actually increase our relevance and be partners of choice. You can't do that if you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, as we have been, and temporary doesn't cut it because our relationships are enduring, they're permanent.
Hervé Lemieux from the Lowy Institute agrees. He says while $500 million over the course of 4 years split between 10 countries isn't going to make a huge difference, it's still welcome.
I don't think it will massively shift the dial or the needle, but this is a permanent increase, and that's what's important here. This is not just an ad hoc or one-off measure, but it's a very good building block.
Labor is also vowing to kickstart a new economic strategy for Southeast Asia, appoint a new office for the region in the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and appoint a new high-level envoy to the region. That's already prompted some quiet grumbling from officials who worry Labor is duplicating work that Australian diplomats are already doing. But Senator Wong says a new senior ambassador would have the standing and capacity to deliver breakthroughs.
I see it as over and above the existing architecture, the existing missions that Australia has in Southeast Asia, as well as the ASEAN ambassador.
And as China amasses greater economic and political heft in Southeast Asia, the challenges for Australia grow more urgent and pressing.
Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.